Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Uzan, give it up. Cryer, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, Sharp.
He walked, he can't touch it.
He can't, 1 second, and it's over. Florida is back on top of the college basketball world championship madness. It's a great day to be a Gator. They win the national title.
Yeah, Sean Kelly with their call. Gators win the championship. What a game. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 6:08 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the Gators were ahead in this game for a total of about 63 seconds. Wow. I'm not exaggerating. Wow. They had a 12-point deficit to make up after the half. It wasn't looking good, right? And they came from behind. And man, they won it. It was like destiny. 65-63 over Houston. The Gators' last championship, of course, was 07. And previous to that, 06. We had the back-to-back years. And so Todd Golden, the coach, youngest to win a championship since Jimmy V, Jim Valvano. Remember that? That's going back a bit. So there you have it. Your Florida Gators, man. Down by 12.
Man.
What do you think they kind of get together and go, how much of a lead? How much lead should we give them?
But sounds that way.
Let's do 15. No, dude, let's do 10. All right. Okay. 12. We'll let them get 12 points.
What will give our fans a heart attack? That's the question. That's the
And so I posted as soon as they, you know, they won. And then I didn't check the feedback because I literally turned my phone off and went to sleep.
Yeah.
And then people were like, hey, don't you have a show to do in the morning? I'm going to be listening. And what it was I stayed awake through the first half, and I just couldn't fight it any longer, so right. I was out. Mm-hmm. And then Betsy woke me up with about a minute left on the clock. So really got to see. And then, of course, you're completely wound up, wired out of your skull.
Yeah.
But I was so tired, it didn't take long, and I still got a decent night's sleep. And go Gators, man. What a victory. They just... This was a team that just didn't know how to give up. They just don't. They couldn't quit if you told them to. They wouldn't know what to do. It really is something special. And you know what? We need that. We need that in this community. I mean, look, you could say the same thing about anybody. I'm sure Houston was, you know, they're heartbroken, of course.
Sure.
But there was something about this Gator team that they just... We're not going to be denied. It never mattered how the game looked at any one point. They just never gave up. And there's something that, you know, hopefully we can all draw from that is, never say die, never give up. And, you know, there's times when we watched them through the bracketology where you're like, man, forget about it. It's over. What, Texas Tech? How much were we down for? And then we scored like three threes in a row. It was huge. So, have faith. Believe.
There you go.
The Gators can do it, and they did. Congratulations to everyone involved with the program. It is great to be a Florida Gator. I did not graduate from the University of Florida. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have let me in back in the day. Even when they let everybody in, even then, I don't know if I'd have made the cut. However,
you made your contributions, though.
I did indeed with three little baby Gators. Mm-hmm. And I get extra points because one of them graduated three times.
So that's like from like UF. Six. So,
yeah. So,
well,
yeah.
Five, I guess, technically.
But, go Gators, man. It's a great day. And it's going to be the buzz, man. That is going to be the buzz. That's what people are going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. And look, and Trump, he's right on board. It's the same thing. What is he saying? Oh, we're down. The stock market's down by 12%, let's just say. That's just like being down 12 points in the big championship game. Oh, the Gators should have just quit right then, walk off the court. Right? You'd say, no, hell no, you're going to fight. Mm-hmm. And they did, and they won. So don't be a panickin. Trump came up with a new word.
I like it.
It's he's competing with George Bush now in strategery. So he's got panicking.
Yeah.
And I'm a little jealous, too, because I like to invent my own words, so I didn't think of that one.
That's true.
But, yeah, he said, don't be a panicking. Don't be a panicking party of weak and stupid people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bam.
And so, yes, don't worry about what the market is doing. Don't be a panicking. He's got a strategy. He has a game plan. And it's got a plan B. It's got all different kinds of tentacles. So you don't have to worry. Oh, this isn't what was expected. Well, who didn't expect that? He did. Mm-hmm. He said this could happen. And if that does, then we employ this strategy. All right. President Donald Trump advising Americans not to be panicking amid the global market concerns following his momentous Liberation Day announcement. You know, I thought of something.
What's up?
He knew that there was going to be a downturn, that there is going to be a little bit of a lull before we can build back up. And that is why I believe he timed it for when he did. We got through the first quarter with growth, with numbers. So see, if he thinks it is going to take us into recession-type territory, it's only going to be for one quarter. And that's not a recession. Remember, two consecutive quarters with negative gains, and then you have a recession. So, again, the strategery.
Yep.
We're gonna come back stronger. The United States has a chance to do something that should have been done decades ago. Don't be weak, he said in a post. Don't be stupid. Don't be a panicking.
I like it.
Yes. A panicking, meaning as a party, like a new party based on weak and stupid people. Mm-hmm. Be strong, courageous, and patient, and greatness will be the result. Yeah, and that's what choice do you have? I mean, if you panic sell now, you're definitely not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Just get out of the game.
So. Yeah. It's always a long-term thing unless you play it on a regular basis, and then, well, you're leaps and bounds maybe ahead of other folks. But for most of us, this is our long-term retirement plan. Now, for people who actually retired like last year or planning to retire this year, yes, there's going to be more pain felt by those folks than a lot of other people. But we're going to tough through it. We're going to get through it. And we're going to be better for it. And already you've got countries coming to the table, and they want a deal. Japan's one of them. There's a lot of countries coming to the table. This is what the guy who wrote the book, The Art of the Deal, this is what he wants. 6:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast or on the Audacy app, AUDACY. And then you click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. And you don't want to miss this one. Rick Scott's going to be on the show. State Senator Jay Collins is going to be on the show. We're going to have a representative from the USDA. And we're pumped up. Gators win national championship. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Audacy called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Good morning. It's another day in paradise. If you fell asleep and you're just waking up, the Gators are your national NCAA men's basketball champions.
Woo!
Go Gators.
Oh, man.
What a game. 65-63. The Gators were lagging behind in almost all of the game, save for maybe a little over a minute. But they scored when it counted, and they held on defense big time, especially at the end. And it was very, very exciting, and we need to just continue to have that pumped up feeling, see if we can make that last a little bit. But they were down by 12 at one point, and absolutely a huge win. I saw on social media, Billy Donovan, the former coach who brought us to the national championship back-to-back in 06 and 07, he wished of the Gators look, and I said, well, there you go, that's man. Nice. Billy D gave his blessing.
That is nice.
And the Gators took care of business. And I want to know exactly what cardiology firm is sponsoring these Florida Gators. I mean, everybody's got to, you know, get their ticker checked now.
Oh, man.
It's like, I don't know. It was palpitating, Doc.
Uh-huh.
Because it was crazy. Crazy, but a crazy good time with a crazy good outcome.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it. Hey, Trump with a victory, too. The Supreme Court yesterday granted President Donald Trump's request to vacate a lower court's ruling barring the administration from using the 1798 wartime immigration law to immediately deport Venezuelan nationals, including alleged members of Trenta Argua gang, the TDA, from the U.S. This is a significant victory for the administration. It advances key immigration priorities. I don't know what the purpose is to keep saying that this is a 1798 law. I think the law against murder's been around for a long time, too. But
I think the media is doing it totally on purpose.
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it?
They want it to look outdated. How about we say the last time this was used by President Truman? That's not quite so long ago.
Right. It was a 5-4 ruling to grant the administration request to lift the stay. Now, this is temporary, but... at issue was the Alien Enemies Act, or the immigration law passed by Congress in 1789 to immediately remove certain migrants from U.S. soil. Prior to Trump's second White House run, it had been invoked just 3 times in U.S. history, during the War of 1812, during World War I, and most recently, World War II. Look, you've got enemies of the United States. They're murderers, they're thugs, they're in gangs. Mm-hmm. They're not people looking for a better life. I guess they are in a way. But
at your expense.
At your expense.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. And lawyers for the Trump administration urged the court to vacate the lower court ruling, which they did. And they said, look, the immigration agenda we have, including our ability to protect the nation against foreign terrorist organizations and risk debilitating effects for delicate foreign negotiations. So, Christy Doan, I like the way she put it. Today's a bad day to be a terrorist in the U.S.
I like that.
That's right.
That's good.
She put that out on X, adding that Trump was correct in using his authority on using the Alien Enemies Act to deport terrorists out of this country. President Trump also urged people, don't be a panican. Don't be a part of the panican party.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new party based on weak and stupid people. Those are his words.
I like it.
I do like it. He says, don't be stupid. Don't be a panican. Be strong, courageous, and patient. And greatness will be the result. That's it. You do. Look, when you're using certain strategies, you've got to stay the course sometimes. They want you to buckle. And when I say they, anybody who is any country who doesn't like the terms of the new tariffs, they want Trump to buckle. They love it. They see the market drop. They're like, yep, yep, yep. He's going to buckle. He's going to buckle. But then they will slowly realize, some quicker than others, this guy's not like anyone else we've ever seen before. He's not going to buckle. Mm-mm. That's not who he is. He doesn't play like that. So we are going to have to come to the table, and that's exactly what is going on. Meanwhile, Pocahontas is worried about stopping Trump's tariff catastrophe.
Oh,
yeah, that's her. We got to stop it. Jen Psaki said, tell me if I'm correct here, that Congress already has the authority to stop him. So what does that mean? And what could happen in order to stop this? Pocahontas said, well, we'll do a little constitutional law. It's Congress that actually has to approve tariffs. We gave this emergency power to Donald Trump, but Congress has the power under just a resolution, simple majority, to say it's not an emergency, and it takes away his power to put all these tariffs in place. So there you go.
Hmm.
They'll try anything.
Well, anybody who thought they were going to like let up after he got elected again, man, not a bit.
No.
Not a bit.
And Japan wants to talk. India wants to talk. China's a different story altogether. We'll get into that. And a whole lot more on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:28, and it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And the Gators don't need to talk trash, because they are your NCAA men's basketball national champions. Woo!
Go Gators!
Uzan, give it up. Cryer, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, Sharp.
He walked, he can't touch it.
He can't, 1 second, and it's over. Florida is back on top of the college basketball world. Championship madness. It's a great day to be a Gator. They win the national title.
And the call last night from Sean Kelly. It's great to be a Florida Gator. Yeah, the Cardiac Kids, are you kidding me? Down by 12 points, the Gators rally back to beat Houston 65-63 in the Alamo Dome last night. Huge victory, our first national championship in basketball since the back-to-backs in 06 and 07. And yes, indeed, Gator fans all over the place are celebrating this. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And if you've been watching, even just if it, you know, you started with the bracketology, this guy, Walter Clayton Jr., man, Mr. Three-Pointer, that guy can't miss. But last night, he was 0-for-4 in the beginning, and he was shooting from way outside. The reason? Houston's defense was swarming. I have to say, this is the only defense that was seemed to be as good or maybe even tougher than the way Gators have played their opponents. Mm-hmm. They basically said, oh, you guys, we like the way you swarm. They're swarming.
Yeah.
And that's why Clayton had to take shots that were just a hair out of his range, and that makes the difference. I immediately, being the, you know, on the other side of the TV coach that I am, mm-hmm. said, get the ball to Will Richard. Get the ball to Richard. This guy has been quietly consistent the entire year. You know they're going to stay all over Clayton.
Yeah.
They don't want him to get that three. Will Richard ended up scoring 18 points, team high, but 18 points. And I think that that was, well, it was it all comes together, but that was a huge part of the victory. And there's kind of some precedents that were being set. So we got our coach, Todd Golden. This is the youngest head coach to win a national championship since Jim Valvano back with NC State in 1983. Yep. So congratulations to the coach and everybody in the program. They were awesome. And if you know, when I call them the Cardiac Kids and stuff, you know that I'm not kidding if you've been following them. And then I saw the stat that Florida is the only national champion over the last 20 seasons to overcome 9-point or greater deficits in their final three NCAA tournament games. They were down by at least 9 in every one of those games, and that is huge. I mean, you don't overcome those kinds of deficits at this level of the game generally. Now, Kentucky did it. They came from 12 points down, and they beat Utah, but that was 1998. My gosh, what are we, 27 years later?
Man.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, people are going to be upbeat and celebrating, and yeah. And they should. It was a great, great win.
It was kind of cool to see buildings in other cities, like, turning on the lights, you know, where they do the colorful lights, you know, the
yeah.
kind of did that for the Gators.
Orange
Miami,
and blue.
And I think I even saw one in New York, if I'm not mistaken.
It.
That was pretty cool.
Well, you know the Gator Nation is
well
everywhere.
It's huge, you might say.
So President Trump doesn't want us to be a party, the Panican Party.
I like
that
this.
Would be the weak and stupid people that are not being patient, not being strong, not being courageous, and that's what he is asking of us. And he said, greatness will be the result. Well, okay. Give me some good news then. Here's some. President Donald Trump's reciprocal tariffs have helped open trade negotiations between the U.S. and one of its key economic partners, Japan. Last week, of course, the tariffs were announced, and you've got the Japanese prime minister looking to negotiate trade with the Trump administration. So you've got countries that are coming to the table. Here's what President Trump put on Truth Social. Countries from all over the world are talking to us. Tough but fair parameters are being set. Spoke to the Japanese prime minister this morning. He's sending a top team to negotiate. They have treated the U.S. very poorly on trade. They don't take our cars, but we make millions of theirs. We take millions of theirs. Likewise, agriculture and many other things, it has to change, but especially with China. But this is a good sign. So Japan's going to come to the table, renegotiate some trade deals there. And then from India, hearing similar types of things, working out some sort of a deal. There is good news. We do have to be patient. Greatness is on the way. It's 6:44. Good morning and welcome to a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. More on the Gators. More on tariffs. We got military parades planned. All kinds of stuff coming up. And great guests, including Senator Rick Scott. Don't go anywhere. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Go Gators! They are your national champs, beating Houston last night in the Alamo Dome, 65-63, come from behind, 12-point deficit. Todd Golden, youngest coach to win the championship since Jim Valvano back in 83 with NC State. So go Gators, huge victory. These guys, they put us, their fans, through heck. Didn't they?
Oh, man.
Yeah, nothing was easy. The last three games leading up, including the championship game, I mean, we had at least 9-point deficits in all those games. That's another record setter that goes back, I don't know, over 20 years. But way to go. It is very, very exciting. So go Gators. Enjoy. And they deserve to savor the moment, shall we say.
Nice.
Meanwhile, we've got other battles that need to be fought. And some of the big stuff will be over tariffs. And President Trump has levied these things. And some countries like Japan and India willing to come to the table. We know Bibi Netanyahu met with the president yesterday. And he had said right off the bat that they're going to eliminate their tariffs against the U.S. That's the right thing to do. So that's what you're going to see. You're going to see some people who want to negotiate their way out of it. China, however, doesn't seem to be a part of that philosophy.
Well, they don't always like to play nice, though, do they?
Well, they don't play well with others.
No, they don't.
Unless they have their way.
Uh-huh.
China's retaliation against President Donald Trump's tariffs include more export control on rare earth minerals, which are vital to electronics, battery manufacturing, all kinds of weapon systems. Oh, yeah. Now, this is where you get really irritated. How in the heck did we as a nation allow them to basically control about 90% of the rare earth mineral market? Why and how did we allow that? I don't care about the business side of it. I know what they did there. They ramped up production and got it to where rare earth minerals were so cheap, they put other companies out of business that were trying to compete. I get it. I know what they do. Mm-hmm. But in this case, you have to say, no, this isn't about economics or free trade or anything else. This is about our national defense. So therefore, it would behoove us to make sure that we have access to markets other than China, right? It's not brain surgery. China is the world's dominant producer of rare earth minerals. They account for about 70% of the supply. More precisely, though, China supplies roughly 60% of the raw materials, but control almost 90% of processing and refining capacity. So we are playing catch up. This has been going on for well over a decade, but really, began to be scrutinized and realized the importance of it and the deficit in how far we need to go. It's happened over the last 10 years.
Well, it's not like they're just staying in China to do it. What, Africa? I mean, they are all over the world.
They absolutely are. Their influence is felt everywhere. They buy their way in or pressure their way in, or they like that basically doing a monopoly. Yeah. They had record high production quotas, and that has hurt any other competitors to try to rise up. But you can't make this a market like other commodities.
Right.
It is just too important. Hence the word rare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. So President Trump, is he doing something about it? Yes, we are going to be able to get our own rare earth minerals and be able to process them. But we're behind on that. Now, here's the deal. This is China. And they sought to use rare earths as a trade weapon again on Sunday, designating seven of the valuable minerals for additional export controls. Chinese mining stocks soared on the promise of bigger earnings from higher prices. So they have cut us off of the rare earth minerals that we need, and it'll be difficult to source them from other places, although we can, and we'll pay a premium for that. Because other countries will still have access, according to China, they'll have access to rare earth minerals. We'll have to buy it from another country, and we'll, like I said, have to pay a premium for that.
Maybe a good time to make sure we get that Ukraine deal going on again.
Now, wouldn't that be... Because
that kind of gotten off the table, it seemed like.
Yeah, wouldn't that be sweet?
Yeah.
Now, you've also got South Korea. They're heavily dependent on Chinese rare earth supplies, too, for its electronics industry. And that's a big industry there. And they held a supply chain inspection meeting on Sunday to assess the impact of China's trade restrictions on rare earth metals. Yeah, again, we've allowed China to have way too much control of rare earth minerals and or the processing and refinement of such. And this just didn't happen yesterday. That's what I find so completely irritating. And I know part of the reason why. Look, you had a Biden administration and, frankly, an Obama administration that wasn't very proactive in those areas. In fact, really, if you look back at it, Obama kind of handed, the whole electric car battery thing to China, or at least let it move in that direction without much resistance. And he was one of the leaders in, we have to have a green planet. So we knew this was going to be, we were basically going to establish that the planet's going to die if we don't do something, and then we're going to have to pay China for our theoretical remedy while China builds coal-fired power plants 100 a year. Yes. How we got in this situation, well, I guess it doesn't matter now. Moving forward, we have to take action. We have to do something about it. Coming up at 8:20, we're going to talk to Senator Rick Scott, and a lot of important issues, including part of our ag citrus industry right here in the Sunshine State. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.